I think the main thing is to Robbie. I think, you know, slowly but surely at the end of last season and going into this season, he's made sense of what we are and how the team work, and he's been delivering some fine performances. And I think he'd got to that point when he settled both on and off the pitch, and he was a very understanding of the players he was playing with. So it's a blow for him. For us, of course, a blow, but, you know, I do believe in the squad, and we have a squad for a reason, and there's plenty of competition. But because of the form he's in and because of the fact he was adapting to what we do and had he was showing a real clear-minded view of how to work as a team player and as an individual, then, of course, that's a blow.
I believe he's quite a big character. Will that, in a funny way, help in that his character and his personality can still have an impact even if he's not available to play on the pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to him and you know, he's clear-minded already, you know, after having it dealt with, and he'll be ready to come back into the group. It's a tight-knit group. He's certainly part of that. But he'll still be around the training ground, still rubbing off on it. We insist here on the injured players being part of everything as much as we can, that is, as part of everything we do, because, you know, that period, it needs that involvement to keep you stimulated, you know, as a person, let alone your injury, and let alone as a footballer. And we believe that the injured are still part of what we do, the best we can, of course. And he'll be definitely part of that.
Is this approach exactly the same as it always is when you have a serious injury, not really putting a time frame on it, just taking it step by step and trying to get through each of those little levels up the ladder back to fitness?
Yeah, I think the unlikely nature, you know, our injury record's very good over long periods, and the only downside of that is these serious ones. And, you know, there is that once you get a more serious one, or certainly more serious in the timeline, and I mean, the way these, you know, surgeons are now, they're top people, and so I think the injury will be dealt with, and then it's the timelines that come afterwards. And it is slightly chunking it down into a game plan, if you like, from now until where it ends. And we're always a bit more flexible with thinking on timescales because people heal in different ways. But there will still be a rough guideline plan that Ali will put together with the injured players and with the staff and the sports science staff as well. So there's a clear-mindedness to their view, you know, and Robbie will certainly be, when he's back with us, he'll be given a plan of attack and how we move forward and the steps that he'll have to go through to get back to full fitness.
We've talked a lot about the improvements in your squad in terms of strength in depth options. 12 months ago even, would a long-term injury like this to anyone have been a much bigger blow to the squad than it is perhaps now with the options you've got?
Well, we'd like to think so. I mean, you know, you still want players who are performing and doing well, which Robbie has been. But we've got, you know, the idea year on year that I've mentioned, as you rightly say, about this idea of a squad getting not necessarily massive numbers, but more depth in the challenge within the group and the fine margins that are between, you know, one player playing and the next player playing. And I think we've come across a group at the moment that are doing that. I think there's a high demand from the training group. There's a high demand from the people on the edge or not quite in the team yet. And that in turn gives a high demand to the players that are playing. And I've been pleased with that because there's definitely stimulated the group to be performing, which we have been this season.
There's an irony in Robbie being nominated for Player of the Month in the immediate aftermath of this. Yourself nominated for Manager of the Month again. Is that showing that Burnley is kind of showing up on the national radar a little bit more these days, that it's not just yourself, it is one of your players as an individual being flagged up?
Yeah, I don't think we overthink it. We recognise it as a group and you know, the media obviously have done but it's really about the work we do as a collective, you know, and if I'm linked with that award and Robbie has been, it's still about the team, you know, and that's not just the team on the pitch, of course, my staff included. And, you know, we look at it from that point of view, and I know Robbie does because he's well aware of the team that is behind any individual performance. And so I think it's nice for these moments of recognition, but realistically, we don't overthink it. Just another marker in the sand that to be recognised, usually, it's good news for all.